Welcome to Law of Attraction Radio Network's special 24-hour broadcast on Earth Day as we come together for the purpose to calm and soothe the planet by sending it love, peace, and joy to our oceans, to our Earth, to our stars, to our sun, and to our universe. Our intention is to show you how powerful you are as an individual and as a collective consciousness. We are all aware of the major earthquakes and volcanoes erupting as we speak, releasing tremendous energy. As we are discovering, solar storms may in fact be responsible for these occurrences. The solar storms cause a heaviness in water in our oceans, putting pressure on the Earth's tectonic plates. Hence the amount of large earthquakes and volcanic activity, especially in the Pacific Ring of Fire. World-renowned futurist and astrophysicist Michio Kaku talks about a study prepared for NASA that show the solar storms have increased dramatically due to its flipping of its axis, which naturally occurs every 11 years, making this event happening in the year 2012. Now, what makes it a little bit more difficult for us is that there appears to be leaks in the atmosphere. These leaks are what is letting the solar flares enter into our environment, creating upheavals with our planet and possibly destroying our communication satellites in the future. But is it really things in our outer environment that's causing all the upheaval? We all know about the law of attraction, and we know we create our reality because we are such incredible and powerful manifestors. Today, with all of this energy being released from the Earth and our universe, this is the most magnificent time to energize our intentions. Now is the time to visualize your dreams, visualize your healing, and visualize a brand new world. Now is the time to create. Right now, we are awakening to the fact that what is happening on the outside of us is exactly what's happening within us. As you listen and even re-listen to this broadcast, you will be taking the first step individually by being energized to shift your emotions, your thoughts, your cells, and even DNA to become aligned with our planet, creating, healing, and soothing. With the assistance of all these wonderful healers, Dr. Daryl Weissman, Joe Dunning, Amin Hamid, and Taylor, and many more who are sending energizing energy to this broadcast, especially our own Dee Wallace, who happens to be waiting for a plane out of Belgium. We also have with us Howard Martin of the Global Coherence Project and HeartMath, who will tell us the importance of creating a collective consciousness through the opening of our heart's intelligence. Also, Ray Zukowski of See a New Earth will be with us. Your participation in listening and feeling this broadcast can literally affect dramatic changes in our environment immediately. This has been demonstrated many times, even on this program, where listeners collectively created rain in the outback of Australia in 2007. If we have the power to create rain 4,000 miles away, then perhaps our thoughts and emotions are powerful enough to fix the leaks that let through the solar storms caused by the normal but violent eruptions of the sun. Could this be the lesson we need to learn as we enter the golden age where people can instantly heal themselves of the deadliest of diseases, perform phenomenal feats of time travel, and perhaps even fly? Can we fix our inner leaks to repair our Earth's outer leaks? Join us today as we discover our personal power individually and collectively to create a world filled of love, peace, beauty, and abundance. Fill your hearts with love as we leave behind fear and build up confidence in our personal power. Let the golden age begin now, easily, gently, and lovingly. I would like to introduce Howard Martin, who is representing the HeartMath Institute and the Global Coherence Project. I asked Howard to explain scientifically about the importance of collective consciousness.
We are all interconnected here on planet Earth. You know, everyone is part of the same system. You know, all things are energy. Einstein said that in his theories. And so that means that we're all sort of, you know, connected and bonded in a way that we don't necessarily always realize, but we're a global family, a global community, and the Earth itself is a living entity and living being in and of itself. So it's an all interconnected system. What we think, what we feel, you know, how we react, how we act, how we treat others, all of that impacts that field in some way. And it's through, you know, improving this interconnectivity and improving what actually happens in the collective field that offers the tremendous promise for coming up with the solutions to the many challenges we face today. We're living in an unprecedented time in the history of our world. We're going through change like we've never gone through it before. The speed of change is actually accelerating. We're in the midst of what I characterize as a dimensional shift in consciousness, where the very fabric of our psychology, the very fabric of how we think, how we feel, is going through a revolution. This is impacting things all over the globe. Major systems, economic systems, healthcare systems, legal systems, governments, and it's filtering down into the daily lives of people, how people begin to perceive what becomes important to them, what are their values, what's the meaning of life. All these things are really in a revolutionary process now. And the Earth itself is going through the same type of transition, and we see that reflected in just recent events like the geologic activity we've seen with the increase in earthquakes and the recent volcano that's created havoc in our economic structures, in our ability to travel. Myself, I was my entire trip and my speaking engagements and everything in Europe for this week were canceled, and I'm just one of millions of people that were affected by this. So this is an interesting time, and we do face a lot of challenges. I am a hopeful person. I see all this as leading to something very grand, a major change in the way the world functions that's going to make a lot better world for us in the not-too-distant future. But we're not there yet. We're in this transitional period. And change happening this fast does create problems. These problems have to be met. We have to come into the new intelligence, the new consciousness needed to really meet these challenges. We're not going to solve these problems with the same level of thinking that we've had before. So this is the newness of it all. This is the adventure. This is the process. And for this to work, we're going to have to come together in ways we've never come together before. We're going to have to come into new ways of cooperating that we see ourselves as global citizens meeting these challenges, not just as individuals or individual countries, but as all citizens on the same planet. Well, I think the Earth is going to go through its own process, and I do think that our own energetic, I'll call it, contributions can help to lessen the effects of things that the Earth itself is going through. I think the most important thing we can do is to put out our own heart and our own care and our own compassion to people that are affected by these things. Not to stop them, but to lessen the especially emotional effect that it has on people. Because the Earth's got to do what it's got to do. I mean, we've been, you know, the Earth's been here a lot longer than we have. We're, you know, just sitting on top of the crust, you know, doing what we do and seeing it as totality of what life really is. But there's certainly a lot more going on. So I don't know that we can stop earthquakes or stop volcanoes, but I think we can lessen them. I think we can send our love and care to Mother Earth and help her in her own way to have to do less to compensate for the things that have to be compensated for. I think that the process we're going through as human beings is certainly much larger. It's actually it's a planetary, a global process. I think it's even beyond that. I think it's a universal process. So we're playing our part, and we're doing, you know, what we need to do within the context of all that, but it's certainly much larger than us. I do think that the most important contribution any of us can make is to put out more care and compassion. That's real key. It has to be sincere. It has to come from, you know, the core of our heart where our authenticity resides. But the care and compassion that we generate for ourselves and for others is the biggest and most important contribution any of us can make right now to facilitating this planetary shift that we're going through. Here at HeartMath, we're a multifaceted organization. We work in many different ways within the societal context. One of our newest initiatives is the Global Coherence Initiative, which is an organization that we formed to bring people and organizations together in a new kind of way, a new, more cooperative manner. To begin to use our heart-focused care and intention to facilitate this shift and bring the world to a more harmonious and peaceful existence. Now, there are many groups doing this all over the world, and they're doing great work. I think the uniqueness of what we're bringing to it is twofold. One is that we are providing for the members, and by the way, membership is free. You just go to the Global Coherence Initiative site, which is that's glcoherence.org. Membership is free, and our members are working together. They are learning about how to increase their own personal power, which is something we call coherence, which is, you know, being more synchronized and organized and mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. We provide lots of information about all that because we think that's key. It adds potency to the power of our intentions. And I think that's a key in this whole process, is that we increase our own ability to affect things. So we're doing a lot in that regards, and we're bringing people together. We also here at HeartMath have been known for years for our science. And so our researchers, in combination with other researchers that they brought to the project, have developed technology that can measure changes in the Earth's energetic fields, particularly the geomagnetic field and another field called the ionosphere. And so this is early-stage science. It's early-stage science for anyone in the scientific community. But we are developing a ground-based system. We have a working sensor site now. We'll place multiple sensor sites around the world. We'll have a picture of these energetic fields produced by the Earth. And we will begin to do more experiments looking at the effect of human consciousness on the Earth itself. Our hypothesis is this, is that mass human emotion, whether positive or negative, does have a measurable impact on the Earth's energetic fields. We know for a fact that the Earth's energetic fields already impact us. There's lots of research supporting that, that changes in the ionosphere, changes in the geomagnetic field, have a way of producing outcomes on things like our health, our psychological well-being, things like that, and in some cases social behavior. So we know that there's a resonance between us and these fields. We believe it goes both ways. Not only do the fields affect us, but we affect the fields. Ultimately, we hope to prove this scientifically in a very empirical manner that can be academically supported. As Jack Canfield, one of our board members and a friend of mine, said, this is perhaps the greatest experiment in the history of the world. You think about that. For thousands of years, we've prayed, we've meditated, we've used our affirmations and our intentions to affect change. We believe very strongly that these things work, but there's no real solid empirical understanding of it. Now, do we need that? Maybe not. But to me, when something becomes empirical, when there is science to support something, it becomes more real. And that realness adds potency to the things that we do. So our goal, ultimately, is to affect planetary change through a change of the consciousness climate itself, the consciousness field, by bringing people and organizations together, increasing their own coherence baseline, and then doing measurements on the Earth's fields itself, correlating all that together, showing that we can and we will, as global citizens, affect change in the world that we all want to see. And that's what we're doing with the Global Coherence Initiative.
Thank you, Howard. I hope everyone will become a member of the Global Coherence Initiative by going to www.glcoherence.org. Now let's begin our journey together in infinite love and gratitude with a wonderful meditation by Dr. Darren Weissman, author of the best-selling book, Awakening to the Secret Code of Your Mind and the Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude. Darren uses the sign language hand signal of love to increase the flow of love to anywhere where the hand points to. This hand sign is the extended fingers and thumb with the two middle fingers folded down towards the wrist. This is very similar to the labeling of water developed by Dr. Emoto. While listening to this magnificent meditation, please feel free to use the hand sign on yourself, on your loved ones, on our oceans, on our earth, on our atmosphere, and on our sun.
This meditation that I'm going to guide you all through comes from my book, Awakening to the Secret Code of Your Mind. So I want you to just become aware of your breath. Just consciously take a nice deep breath in, let it go, and I invite you to repeat after me. Infinite love and gratitude to my spirit, which is pure love, being in harmony with every single cell in my beautiful body. with each and every relationship of life that are designed intelligently and creatively. Heal. Completely regenerate and be whole. So it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude to my beautiful body and my wonderful life being in harmony with my spirit of pure love. So it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude to a harmonic convergence between my spirit of pure love, my miraculous body, my wonderful life, all being unified. All being harmonized, one. And so it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Take a nice deep breath in. Way. Infinite love and gratitude to the infinite field of my mind. Being in harmony with every single cell of my body, with each and every relationship of life that are designed with intention, heal, completely regenerate, and be whole. And so it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude to my beautiful body, to my fantastic life, being in harmony with the infinite field, the infinite knowing of my mind. So it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. To unifying and harmonizing infinite field of my mind. All the cells, the organs, the glands, the systems of my beautiful body. In all of the relationships, internally and externally, my life as one. And so it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Take a nice deep breath in. Take a moment. Connect to Mother Earth. Because the nature of the field of Mother Earth is a thriving nature. And when you are in harmony with Mother Nature's field, begin to thrive. Infinite love and gratitude to the thriving nature of Mother Earth. Being in harmony with each and every cell of my beautiful body, with each and every relationship of life that are designed magically to heal, completely regenerate, and be whole. My body is thriving. My life is thriving. So it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude to the thriving nature of Mother Earth, being in harmony with the infinite field of my mind. My mind is thriving. So it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. The thriving nature of Mother Earth, being in harmony with my spirit of pure love. My spirit is thriving. So it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Go ahead. Take a deep breath in. And let go. Take this moment now. Connect to your faith. Connect to the divine universal intelligence that connects everything, everyone, everywhere, all the time, even now. As you're connected to your faith, your perception of God, whatever that is for you, you know when you are, when you truly are, that everything's going to be okay. I invite you to repeat after me. Infinite love and gratitude to the field of oneness, being in harmony with every single cell of my body, with each and every relationship of life that are designed divinely, heal, completely regenerate, and be whole. All is well with my body. All is well with my life. And so it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude to the field of oneness, being in harmony with the infinite field of my mind. All is well with my mind. So it is. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude to the field of oneness, being in harmony with my spirit of pure love. All is well with my spirit, and so it is. Infinite love and gratitude. I invite you to take a deep breath in . Welcome to the now . Welcome to present time consciousness . In this moment . Infinite possibilities exist with our greatest intention of where we're going . Rather than what we want to get rid of, I know no one here on planet Earth would ever choose any level of pain, fear, anxiety, or stress. No one wouldn't choose it. Let's all choose what we would choose. And let's choose it as if we're already there. World peace through inner peace. Imagine a world of world peace. peace, through inner peace, now. Imagine what it's like to be living in your body in a world of world peace through inner peace. A family, a home, your cities, your states, your countries, the entire world being a peaceful world. Imagine it as if this is our nature. There's nothing that we need to do to change, and no one needs to change for us to be in this place. We think thoughts of world peace through inner peace. We feel feelings of world peace through inner peace. Our body heals with the nature of world peace through inner peace. The words that we express are dialogued with the nature of I am world peace through inner peace. Our passion is world peace through inner peace. And so when we take action, our willpower is a divine willpower of world peace through inner peace. You want to know the greatest thing? Everyone is inspired. Because no matter what state of mind or heart anyone is in, when they're around you and you're in your nature of world peace through inner peace, people immediately begin to shift, transform, and begin to think and feel, speak and act in a world peace through inner peace way. How does it feel right now to imagine this? Your truth. All of the time. So wonderful. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, infinite gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Keep shining, everyone. It's your nature.
Thank you, Darren. Darren's website is infiniteloveandgratitude.com. Now we have Jo Dunning with us to transform us energetically as she tells us why this is the most exciting time to be alive. I asked Jo to give her perspective on the current upheavals now going on in the world.
What's taking place right now is so far beyond a volcano and the inconvenience it's creating for travelers and business people, and it is so far beyond the sun corona masses that are coming from the sun right now and affecting our planet right now. So we are really in a time that is magnificent. I mean, this is why we're here. This is what we came for. This is what we want to do, and this is what we want to celebrate, because the volcano is actually our friend. It is releasing tremendous pressure from inside the earth. So, and it's doing it in a very gentle way. It's been very peacefully done. It's not destroying any great cities and populace and all of that. It's doing it very peacefully in its way. It's doing it very peacefully, so it's our friend. And what's going on with the sun, with all of these coronal masses which are coming off now, and they go out all directions into the universe, and some of them come towards our planet. And as that comes towards our planet, it shifts the magnetics. It creates another little magnetic field other than our north and south poles. And it creates different pulls on the water, on the tectonic plates, on the volcanoes, all of that as the coronal masses come towards us. The idea is, though, beyond that, what's causing the sun to do this? And beyond that, what's causing that to do that to the sun, which does that to our planet, which does it to us? And so we are experiencing in our world here the effect of something that is way, way, way out in the universe, or universes, and the sun is responding to that as it needs to, because we are in this time, as we've all known. As I said, this is why we're here. I'm just so excited. This is why we're here. This is what we've waited for. This is our purpose. It's our life's mission. And the sun is responding to different alignments of the universe And there are many universes, so it's responding within this universe, and those are responding to other universes. And every planet in our solar system, in our little number of planets here, is going through enormous change right now, enormous change. And we are one of those planets going through the change. And so what's taking place is the arrival of the Golden Age. This is what we've wanted. This is what we're waiting for. This is our transformation of consciousness. This is our full awakening into divinity. It is our full alignment with who we are as divine beings now here in a physical body. This is time to celebrate. And what is taking place is balanced by who we are inside. So rather than wanting the sun to calm down, what we would want instead is for all of us in our consciousness to become aligned with deep love, deep compassion, deep caring, deep forgiveness for anything that we thought we did wrong or anything we thought someone else did that was wrong, giving back in terms of power, giving back to everyone else anything we might have taken from them and give it back to them in pure love and light, just joyfully. Give it back to them absolutely purified. So if what we received was anger, it's returned back to them as brilliant light. And then taking back to us anything we might have given to another. And we bring it back to ourselves. And this is all within what is the highest good and the highest plan for each one of us right now. God's plan for us, for all of us and the world. And so within alignment with that, as we come into the transformation of consciousness within our being, the entire universe then responds to who we are and how we are here in this world, because we are very powerful. And we are just beginning to tap into that wisdom and that power and that responsibility. So as we begin to want to take care of our planet, to make life more comfortable, calm the volcano, as we want to do that, the way we go about it is to acknowledge the place within us that is that brilliant light, that golden sun, the place within us in which we need to come into alignment with the transformation taking place in the universe, and the place within us where we can become aligned with our divinity. So as we do the internal work, then the external world responds. So if we were just to want to calm the volcano or calm the sun, we have missed the opportunity of our role and our enlightenment. And instead what we want to do is go internal, inside of us, as far as we can know to go, into the space, between the space, between the space, between the space, of the cells and the atoms and the molecules, clear down to that finest particle of creation, those subatomic levels, where in that place everything exists. And the great yogis and the great spiritual teachers who know how to go into that deep inner chamber where we then become the universe, they know that this is true, that within us everything exists. So this universe out around us is the reflection of who we are and how we live in the world. And so to bring everything into balance and alignment and harmonious awakening, smooth movement of the tectonic plates, smooth readjustment of the oceanic currents, smooth arrival of the new magnetic fields which are coming now, smoothly arriving, for this to take place, we must come into alignment internally. We need to let go of our petty view of life. That's me and mine kind of view. We need to open up into something absolutely profound, probably way beyond anything we have imagined possible, as our way of holding great love and great light and great compassion and great forgiveness. And the reason I say forgiveness is because most of us have not been in this great point of compassion throughout our lives. So we have some judgments and some beliefs and maybe some fears or concerns about what might be taking place. And so we need to come into forgiveness because that then gives us the chance to realign everything. If we hold on to any fears, regrets, worry, shame, all of those kind of unpleasant things, then we are making it more difficult for the transition to take place. And so what I would offer is the opportunity to bring everyone into alignment. And those who would like to partake of this, the energy has been running since the beginning of this little talk. And those who would like to come into that divine alignment, to move into that great forgiveness of anything we judged or blamed or did, and move into great love and compassion for everything in life, then that is available to you right now. And if you will just pause for a moment and perhaps take a breath, and remember that everything comes from this deep universe within each of us. And know that we are aligning now with that great wisdom within us. Then great peace can flow through each one of us. And the world can go through its birthing, its labor pains, in a very easy and gentle way. And we can support each other as we move through this, knowing that this is the time of awakening. This is why we are here, and this is exactly what we want to be doing. So we are in the perfect place at the perfect time with the perfect feelings and emotions and thoughts going on inside of us. Perfect, whatever they are. Even if they are total worry and concern, they are perfect for this moment, because as soon as you feel the alignment beginning, you will know that you want to join that, and you will be brought into alignment. And it takes each one of us, knowing that we are in this perfect moment right now, exactly as we are, with all the busy things going on in our life, it is perfect for us to step into complete alignment right now. And so that's what I notice going on. And that's the place that I would encourage all of us to go to and stay, lean into in our being for our comfort, for our wisdom, for our knowing that it is the balance that we create within ourselves, in our thoughts, in our words, in our feelings, in our emotions, in our home, in our neighborhood, with our families, at work, everything. It is that alignment that will create the harmony that we desire to have manifest all around us in the world. And when that happens, the volcanoes can calm and the ocean's currents will flow in their desired pathways. And the tectonic plates will move smoothly and easily and gracefully into their perfect alignment, because this is the golden age. This is why we are here, and this is what we are here to do, to come into the alignment, to serve the planet, to live in love, and to awaken right on the timeline exactly as it's happening right now.
Beautiful, Joe. Thank you so much. If you would like to visit Joe, go to joedunning.com. Joining us now is energy emitter and transformer Amin Hamid, who, along with all of the other healers, are energizing this broadcast with intense energy. Many of you know Amin as a healing teacher who airs on this network as well, and a video of Amin's energy is seen energizing water from 400 miles away. Amin, I'm looking forward to hearing about your perspective of what is happening with Mother Earth at the moment.
This chaos that is occurring is due to the fact that humanity, energy, body, the category of ego and survival, heart and soul, advancement and intelligence are out of balance. Quite often people either act out of their ego and survival, bypassing heart and soul, or they operate out of their intellect, bypassing heart and soul. And when we do that, where we bypass heart and soul, the chaos starts. These three energetic categories need to become in harmony within the human body, within the human emotion, and within the human thought. The best analogy I can bring is like riding a bike. When we ride a bike, our ego and survival pedals the bike. Our advanced mind intelligence establish the direction where we are going, which direction are we going. And it's for our heart and soul to enjoy and have fun while we are riding the bike. Where happiness is unconditional because happiness is part of the heart and soul. The other point that you see is we act as being civilized where we don't go around and grab each other and punch each other or punch ourselves with our physical body, but quite often we establish an emotional state within our mind, within our emotional body, or a thought state within our thought body that we are constantly punching ourselves. I hate my job, I hate my drive, I hate what I'm doing, and so on and so forth, where we are constantly emitting, based on the law of attraction, fear-based emotion and fear-based thought into our physical body. As we do that, what we are naturally reflecting outward to the environment is what we are saturating inside ourselves, which is fear-based thought, fear-based emotions. Once we start saturating ourselves, our emotion, our thought, with love, joy, peace, and compassion, then we create an environment within our own body, which is indeed a universe. So the environment starts transforming from a disease-based state into a health-based state within our physical body and emotional body and our thought body. Our body, our thought, our emotion, as a part of the collective consciousness, has the tendency to reflect every single wave, every single vibration that we store within ourselves. When we use our five senses to express ourselves, that has a limited travel because it's based on sound. It's based on speed of light. But our emotional vibration and our thought vibration and as well as our physical vibration is traveling at a much faster speed than speed of sound and speed of light. Imagine for yourself a universal jigsaw puzzle that every one of us is a piece of the puzzle and none of us can replace a piece of puzzle that another person can contribute to it. So the question is, energetically speaking, with our thought, with our emotion, with our physical state, what type of contribution are we having to the entire universal jigsaw puzzle? Quite often, we are more civilized to others than we are more civilized to ourselves. The fact that we open our heart and open our intuitive mind to our unique individual connection with the divine, as we are talking to the listeners, we ask, divine, we are here to serve. We are here to serve ourselves. And as we are serving ourselves, we are here to serve others. Please allow the love, joy, peace, and compassion naturally emit to all the audience, all the listeners on this radio program. because of the law of attraction, because of the fact that energy follows intention, the fact that I have put out that request to divine, and my intention, based on the purification of the virtue, is only to serve. Divine recognizes that and sends all the proper supports from ascended masters, from archangels, from many vibrational sites to support our intention. And that intention is to energize, to open the heart of every listener who is listening to this broadcast, so we can collectively flow together as we are listening to this program and throughout the entire day in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. The more we nourish ourselves, our thought, our emotion, and our physical body with love, joy, peace, and compassion, the more we fill up our container, which is our, again, physical body, emotional body, and thought body, with love, joy, peace, and compassion, the more naturally that love, joy, peace, and compassion starts flowing outward to our environment. When we energize water, when we ask for healing energy for water, we are actually energizing 80% of our body. And based on the collective consciousness of the water as being a living being, the rippling effect occurs. So if I want to energize the water in the ocean, where do I start? By asking for healing energy for the water, which is 80% of my body. As we are doing this broadcast, what we are doing is we are asking for healing energy for water as a being, as a living being. Whether that water happened to be as a water mass in the ocean, or that water happened to be as a water mass in individual human body, or plants, or animal kingdom, or throughout the earth, they will all be energized with this request. Mother Earth, not only the oceans, the lakes, the sea, the river is energized, also every single living being on Earth, human, animal kingdom, plants, and everything else, which is anywhere between 70% to 90% water, automatically is energized at the same time. Our intention here is the more we heal ourselves, the more we heal others around us, other living beings living on Earth. And as we do that, we take the pressure of constantly exhausting Mother Earth by draining Mother Earth and taking the energy away from her. And we are here as humanity to serve these living entities instead of being served by them. So the minute we accept the responsibility of serving our mother, Mother Earth, then we will take the pressure off of Mother Earth and naturally the pressure off of the other beings living on Earth, like the mountains, the water mass, ocean, lake, river, to our environment, the weather system, communication on Earth, balance of life on Earth.
Thank you so much, Amen. If you would like to know more information, please go to healingpack.org. That's healingpaq.org. Many of you know Ann Taylor, who is a phenomenal healer. I asked Ann to come today to help us feel the unconditional love that God has for us so that we can project this out into the world.
Thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy for the universe as it is your will, God, and everybody's highest and best good on this planet. Thank you, God, for showering everybody with your pure, unconditional love. And I ask you to send it to every being on the planet, 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year, that you send your pure, unconditional love to each and every person on this planet, to each and every person on this planet. And it's the intensity and the form that is your will for them and their highest and best good. And thank you, God. Using an infinite, boundless supply of energy for the universe, for everybody on the planet who's reaching out and really wanting help with their consciousness. Maybe they're so afraid. They're afraid and they have a lot of fear and they're worried. And that you, God, in your infinite power, in your infinite love, in your infinite compassion, for all these beautiful beings, that you work with them in a consciousness that they've never had before. It's a consciousness that is rare on this earth, where it's one hand reaching out to help another. It's a consciousness of cohesiveness. It's a consciousness of all of us helping each other, working together for the greater good of the whole. It's a consciousness where there is really very little ego anymore. And ego, and I don't think that egos are bad, it's just egos in a negative sense that have want to have power over other human beings in a way that isn't for everybody's highest and best good. That as you shower them with love and do the healing work with them, God, as they reach out and they want this healing work, that you do it with them in a way that is so empowering for them in ways they've never felt before. That this is a new consciousness that we're aligning with. This is a brand new consciousness that's coming on the planet. And it's a consciousness of peace, love, harmony, cooperation. One hand reaching out to help another, saying, how can I help? Can I share this with you? I have more than you have. I have more. And I want to share this with you. And I know that in everybody is this way. It's like a place where people feel safe. They know that they are surrounded by beings who love them, who care for them, who want to help them. It's almost like some of our indigenous cultures, that they all take care of each other. They all take care of each other. Now, everybody will have different jobs, and everybody will have different contributions to make, because everybody's got different gifts, and everybody's gifts will be honored. And the person and all gifts will be looked at as the same. There won't be really any hierarchy like you're better than I am or I'm better than you are or this gift's better than yours. So thank you, God, as you work with your beautiful divine creations here on this planet. And everybody is going to feel so much lighter because of the work that you're doing with them, that they're crying out. They're really crying out in pain, and that you work with them in a way that is your will for them and their highest and best good, as only you would do, God. You would do. And I thank you and send you much love and appreciation for connecting to all the beings on this planet as you empower them to live from a brand new paradigm that they've never, ever experienced before, that one of love and cooperation and compassion for each other, and loving kindness, caring, and compassion. That all the amazing beings on this planet are programmed, imprinted, doing what is necessary so they can live from this consciousness of loving, kindness, caring, and compassion. That it's amazing what comes out of all this chaos that we find ourselves in now, because crisis is our opportunity to shift and change. Because everybody really does want to shift and change, they just don't know how to do it. A lot of them, they just don't know how to do it. And so I thank you, God, for working with each and every individual as it is your will for them and their highest and best good, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, that you continue so that we can bring this new consciousness of a new world order into being. One where love reigns supreme, where love is much more normal. It's a normal state that we live in. a connection of love and being there for each other and having a lot of fun and happiness and joy and really enjoying life. Really enjoying life. Like when we pass from this world, we don't count our possessions. What we count at the end is how many friends and family that we have. That's what really makes the difference. And everybody on the planet, they really already know that. And so I thank you, God, for really working with all your beautiful, beloved, divine creations on this planet to bring that into fruition, that or something better that's probably beyond my wildest imagination to know, that you are an amazing creator and that you work with each of your amazing creations in a way that is so empowering beyond your wildest imagination. They are empowered to come from love, to come from joy, to come from their own divine gifts that they're here to give, that they are empowered to actually work with their gifts and also absolutely to present their gifts, and that their gifts are well received and they're all worked, and it all works together, all these different gifts that people have as a cohesive whole, where everybody comes from that heart of compassion and love, and everybody has an excellent, excellent, excellent self-esteem. God, you know all everybody's self-esteem issues that need to be healed. You know how people feel, like they don't feel important, or they believe that no matter what they do, it's never good enough, or they worry about what other people think about them, or they compare themselves to others, or I could go on, and you know all of them, God. You know all the self-esteem issues that need to be eliminated and replaced with a consciousness that has people, you know, feeling self-confident and really believing in themselves, to really know that who they are makes a difference, that they are important, that they really are important. And so I know that you know everything that needs to be reprogrammed in each and every one of your beautiful creations here on this planet. And I thank you, God. Sincerely, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you are doing to really make this transition on planet Earth much easier, much easier. And thank you, God, as you do what is necessary so that the earthquakes, that you can calm the seas and calm the sun and calm our environment so that we no longer have the earthquakes. We no longer have the upheavals like the volcanoes, that we live in harmony and peace and tranquility in a way that just glorifies the enormous, amazing, unconditional love that you have. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Ann. Please feel free to visit Ann Taylor at innerhealing.com. We only have a few minutes left, but I wanted to introduce you to Ray Zukowski of See a New Earth Organization. Ray, why did you create SeeANewEarth.org?
Started See a New Earth so that we could kind of combat. There was so much information that's out there these days about 2012 coming up, and that negative energy seems to be pervasive throughout everything. So we know that whatever we see in our mind's eye, we create. And so we've started our organization for the purpose of beginning to see a new earth so that we can combat any of the negative activity that's going on to 2012. Our intention is to have people see a new earth instead of focusing on negative things that are out there, because if you focus on negative things, those are the things that you attract into your life. If you can focus on positive things, seeing everyone with plenty of abundance, food for everyone, health care, people that are caring and compassionate, peace all over the earth. If you can see all those things in your mind for the earth, that's what we'll begin to create. Well, right this moment, it's Earth Day, and I believe that I can send so much love and caring and compassion to every listener that's out there and to every single person on Earth and to the Earth itself.
Thanks, Ray. That's a terrific message. And thank you for See a New Earth Organization. And that's all the time we have. This broadcast has been fully energized, so please feel free to come back at any time you wish to feel the love once again, to be healed, to be transformed, to be loved, and to send out the love and appreciation and gratitude to Mother Earth. Thank you so much. I have great love for you. Until we talk again, bye-bye.